This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In 2023, Colorado will launch a retirement savings program for workers, and misinformation about the program is already spreading. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Some employers will be required to automatically deduct retirement contributions from workers' paychecks. However, companies are worried that they'll have to create their own employer-backed programs, which is not true. Program Director Hunter Raley says online misinformation is causing unneeded concern, and his office is busy with worried business owners calling in.
It went from being about one or two emails or outreach calls a week to all of a sudden dozens of these calls are coming in.
The truth is, employers will only be responsible for taking paycheck deductions for a new state-run program. Plus, workers will also be able to opt out of that program if they want. The state-run retirement program launch is still over a year away in 2023. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Colorado State Fair bounced back this year after being mostly shut down last year because of the pandemic. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
State officials say despite a slight decrease in total attendance from 2019, the overall revenue for the fair was up this year, especially at the carnival, which jumped 55% in sales. It wasn't just the whirling rides, though. Fairgoers were ready for live music and fried foods, too. Concert ticket sales and concessions were up 22 and 24% respectively. In Pueblo, I'm Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Today's Sand Creek Healing Run is not open to the public. The annual event includes the descendants of survivors of the Sand Creek Massacre running 173 miles from the massacre site to Denver. Tribal elders said they don't want to expose crowds of indigenous people to COVID-19. Today is the 157th anniversary of the attack by U.S. soldiers that killed 230 people. This is CPR News.